All right. I am all set if you are.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. 98.1 KZE, good afternoon and welcome back. This is Will with you here, and we are continuing our series celebrating Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which kicks off this Monday, the 6th, running through the 19th. For details, for reservations, you can go to valleytable.com and just click on the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week link. And we're talking about lunches for $22.95, dinners for $32.95. Again, valleytable.com. My guest this afternoon, chef, executive chef, and owner of Monty's Local Kitchen and Tap Room in Amenia, New York. To see what's happening there, Monty'sKitchen.com. Chef Daphna Mizrahi, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm having a great day. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us. You guys have been around for a couple years now.
Yes, and thank you for taking the time. We actually have been around for 2 years. On December will be our third year.
And you did something, which I'm impressed with, which I don't always see. A lot of times when a new restaurant opens, they want to kind of get settled in and be around and establish themselves for a year or two before they take part in Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. You guys said, no, we're open, let's do it.
Absolutely.
Was that a challenge, kind of getting your feet under you and getting settled while also taking part in Restaurant Week?
You know what? We love the Hudson Valley, and I actually went to school here. I went to the Culinary Institute of America, and Hudson Valley Restaurant Week was a known thing to me. So I was really not afraid of doing it. I was more excited to get the word out and have people come and try us out and see Amenia, which a lot of people don't even know it's here. So that was the exciting part.
What do you love so much about the Hudson Valley?
There's absolutely, I'm originally from Mexico, so everything is fresh. We don't have, and everything is local. So in America, that's not always the case in every place. And the Hudson Valley seems to have absolutely everything, every farm, every, dairy, crops, vegetables, beef, cat, everything. So I think it's like a very rich area of the world.
I'm looking at the photos on your website. You guys have done a really nice job there. Again, it's Monty'sKitchen.com for Monty's Local Kitchen and Tap Room in Amenia, New York. I'm getting sort of there's a rustic kind of a farm feeling, a pub feeling, kind of from looking at your website. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration.
Yes, absolutely. We are actually a family-owned restaurant. We laugh at this, but it's five Italians and me, and I'm a Mexican, so we call it the five Italians and the Mexican. And I have, we're six total business partners, and we all come from very different, obviously walks of life. And I am the youngest, and I happen to be, I lived in the city for a little bit, I lived in the Hudson Valley for a little bit, I lived in Mexico. So my idea when developing Monty's was making it an eclectic place, showcasing the beauties of the Hudson Valley and the ingredients and crops with the twist of city-like, Brooklyn-styled, old school. So if you could put every single personality from my business partners into a place, it would be you would find Monty's.
What are you folks really excited about for Restaurant Week this year?
We are actually highlighting a couple of items that are currently on our menu, and I'm gonna do some specials also on that week. But what we love to highlight is really just local ingredients. People don't even know that those farms are around us, so it would be great to be able to let people try it at a lower cost and have them try our menu. Which if you don't live close to Amenia, you probably haven't made the drive, but the incentive of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week and the price would absolutely get people out here.
What are some of those ingredients specifically, if you don't mind, from some of those farms?
No, absolutely. We actually use a lot of our cheeses come from Sprouts Creek in Poughkeepsie. And it's a cool idea because when I was at CIA as a student, we used to take field trips to that farm. And little did I know that a few years later I would be using them at my own restaurant. So it's really neat to see that we use their Batch 35, we use their Margie cheese, we use a lot of their cheeses. We also use Myler's beef in Pine Plains, so that's something. And then Shunpike, also we use a lot of their products, and we're about to start using their pork chops, so we're excited about that Shunpike Dairy Farm, and that's right up here in Amenia.
I'm interested your perspective, someone who knows much more about this world than I do, certainly. It seems to me like in terms of cheese now in the Hudson Valley, you really don't need to go anywhere else. There's such an incredible variety. There's so many great options. How do you think the cheeses here locally stack up to some of the great cheeses from around the world that you've been able to try?
I honestly think that they're even. if not better. You know, like this are right up the road. So, you know, we place an order with Sprout Creek and we go and get it the next day. So I can't imagine getting a much higher quality cheese than something you can pick up the day after it's been made.
Yeah, that's really good to hear. My guest this afternoon, Daphna Mizrahi, she is the executive chef and one of the owners of Monty's Local Kitchen and Tap Room in Amenia, New York. To see what's happening there, you can go to montyskitchen.com. And we're talking about Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which is coming up this Monday, March 6th through the 19th. And it's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week with lunches for $22.95, dinners for $32.95, valleytable.com. They are, of course, the sponsors. So you can go to valleytable.com, click on the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week link for all the details, all the participating restaurants. You mentioned the local products, the cheeses and the meats. I know that there's sometimes a challenge, right, with some of the fresh greens and things like that this time of year because we're still sort of coming out of winter. How do you folks approach that end?
You know, we actually have been very lucky. We use Sky Farms a lot, and they have they hydroponically grow some of their vegetables, and then they also have greenhouses, so we're allowed to, you know, like able to get those products throughout the winter. We use McEnroe Farms, which is literally probably 3 miles away from the restaurant, and we are able to use their products as well. So we've been able to work it out throughout the seasons that are not as profitable or as fruitful as the other ones.
Yeah, that Sky Farms baby arugula is like my favorite green.
Isn't it delicious?
Favorite green on the planet.
Yes.
Did
we
you
use a lot of their spring mix also, arugula, spinach, you name it.
Before coming to this area, you were you attended the Culinary Institute. Before coming to this area, were you aware of what was going on in the Hudson Valley?
No, not at all. All I knew is, you know, when I would come and spend a couple of, like I said, I'm originally from Mexico, but I would spend a couple of summers in New York City, and we would come up to what it was called upstate, and all I knew was Millbrook. So I knew that there were some farms and that there were some, you know, that there was the Millbrook Vineyard, but I had no idea of how much really there was in the Hudson Valley until I went to school at the culinary.
That must have been an exciting experience for you.
Yes.
Sometimes I know chefs will use Restaurant Week as a way to try something new and different, or other chefs will say, okay, we're going to spotlight one of these fan favorites. What approach do you take?
We are kind of doing a mix of both. So I am putting in a couple of our signature items that we've had since day one, along with new things that I'm going to try on our spring menu. So we're actually going to be closed, and this is probably a good thing to let our listeners know. We're not going to be open the full 2 weeks of Restaurant Week.
Okay.
The restaurant actually is going to be closed from the 13th of March to the 22nd of March. So the first week we're open, and then we're going to be closed for a little bit.
Okay, good to
okay.
know. We're taking notes here. Again, for the full details on Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, valleytable.com. The last thing I want to ask you about, and this is
sure.
something that kind of hits close to home, the beer fan that I am, you guys are local kitchen and tap room as part of the Monty's branding. How much time and attention do you guys put into the beverage side of things for Restaurant Week?
We actually put equal attention with the kitchen as well as front of the house and service and our tap room and liquor. We try to use as much local beer as possible, and we try to change that weekly. So I actually have started this program with I have very young staff, and they're all local from the area. So we've trained them into knowing beer, into understanding beer, learning more about it, and working with local breweries into changing our beer list as often as possible. We do that as well as spirits.
And are you making those beverage selections with kind of, you know, pairing them with keeping in mind the pairing with food as well?
So, I mean, we do. Sometimes we do, but often we just kind of try it and see how the guest reacts to it. Obviously, our idea is to expose the guest to the more choices and more things that are available in the Hudson Valley as opposed to just sticking to what everybody already knows.
Sure. And there is, again, not just in terms of beer, but the spirits and the non-alcoholic beverages as well. There's so many options now in the Hudson Valley. It's just crazy.
Oh, absolutely. And we've had people walk up and they just started their kombucha company. So we're going to work with them to have their kombucha being sold at the restaurant as well as, you know, ciders and beers and all sorts of things, wines, you name it.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. It's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, March 6th through the 19th. For the all of the details on Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, you're going to go to valleytable.com and just click on the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week link there. Again, March 16th through the 19th, lunches for $22.95, dinners for $32.95. Big thanks to my guest this afternoon, executive chef and one of the owners of Monty's Local Kitchen and Tap Room, Daphna Mizrahi. And just again, I want to get that information out there. You guys will be closed starting on the 13th, so the second week of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week.
Correct. We're actually going to do some fun renovations in the restaurant, so when we open back up, everybody should come and see.
Excellent. Well, best of luck with the renovations. I know that can be stressful.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll see you down the road.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's 98.1 KZE. Hey, I thought that went really well. I lose you? All right.